every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy. But some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm not waving the pom-poms for Mitchell Trubisky. I'm waving the pom-poms for us as a fandom. You finally have some hope that a guy that is taking the ball from center, when he's not fumbling it, there's something there.
Yeah, man. He has the things you can't coach. Now he just needs to be put in the hands of coaches who can teach him the correct way to learn these things.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, these games, there's only 16 of them. You've only won three. I mean, you can't lose a game because of a kicker. God, that was inexcusable. And it wasn't even close. I don't know what other word but choke. I mean, he didn't even come near it.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Join the Wildcats at Allstate Arena for Big Ten basketball when they host Illinois on December 1st at 8 p.m. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Bulls versus Lakers tonight at the Staples Center. Not exactly Mike versus Magic, but you can enjoy Lowry versus Lonzo. Also good news for another young Bull. Zach LaVine cleared for contact after tearing his ACL back in February. Over in football, the Bears have a tough task Sunday. They're set to face off with the league's best team, the 9-1 Eagles. Linebacker Leonard Floyd left last Sunday's game with a knee injury, but not as bad as initially feared.
I just want to be clear, you're just not willing to say if he tore his ACL.
To our knowledge at this point right now, he did not.
That's head coach John Fox. He and his team return to the practice field tomorrow. Finally, in hockey, the Blackhawks have won two in a row. They can make it three tomorrow night when they face off with the Lightning in Tampa Bay. This scoreboard update brought to you by Timeshare Exit Team. If your timeshare no longer fits your life, visit timeshareexitteam.com. And breaking news on The Score brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This transition is brought to you by Webb Ford. For a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana.
No, did not.
I don't even know what to say. That's pretty awesome.
Thank you to Kevin Zipak and to Mark Grody for the updates today. It was great to talk with Mark Grody about how he was showing Dave Wannstedt his World Series ring. That was fun. Three technique guests on the show were good. Appreciate them. Chris Spielman was on the show today talking about the Bear. Thank you to Michael Lombardi from The Ringer. And Matt Walsh of Veep and A Million Movies You Know was on the show. Tomorrow, very, very busy. Michael Irvin, can't do it. Pat Manley with a guest to be determined. And Blackhawks general manager Stan Bowman will be on the show tomorrow at 10:40 as well.
I admit I had to look up Matt Walsh.
And sure. then you're like, and, oh, hey, it's that
guy. Of course,
guy.
Yes, sure, this guy.
Yes.
This guy.
Right.
That's him, sure.
And I think it's the right level of fame.
I think he agreed with that assessment of his career. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. get good reservations. I take a few pictures every now and
then. He also didn't take offense to the fact that I called him the Steve DeBerg of actors.
Steve DeBerg had a hell of a career.
Great career. And then had that resurgence in Kansas City when he was damn good.
That's when he played the playoff game with a piece of metal sticking out of his pinky. You remember that? They're showing all the close-ups.
It was the pin.
Yeah,
the pin.
They had to stabilize the broken bone.
Tougher than me. Guys who are tougher than me.
It's a long list. Pretty much every athlete we talk to.
And Goff backing off the microphone.
Because you looked
You mean
me.
In this room? Yeah,
no. I mean, I get queasy when I see blood or hear people in agony. You know,
sure.
So I'm not the toughest of dudes. I remember I fell out. It was my uncle's checkup. My uncle got shot, and it was my uncle's checkup like 3 or 4 months later. And we're all in the hospital, me, my uncle, my grandmother, and we're waiting in the waiting room. And there's a dude sitting next to me, and he's moaning. He's like, oh somebody help me. And
you have
I'm
an
like,
axe sticking out of his head or
well,
something?
This is the thing. Apparently, this young man had broken his leg the night before compound, and he was too drunk to get himself to the hospital. And I'm the only one that can see. Like, I'm next to him. He's on the end seat, and he's just moaning. And I'm like, dude, I'm like 10 years old, by the way, 11 years old. I'm like,
what do you say? You're next to Kevin Ware at this point?
Dude, I'm looking down. I'm like, this isn't cool. So I get up immediately and walk out of the hospital. As soon as the fresh air hits me, I fall out. So and it's right there next to the emergency room.
Oh, literally.
So,
okay.
So people think that, like, someone that just dropped off a kid. Yeah, no, somebody. Somebody just dropped somebody off at the ER, right? And I'm like, okay. So yeah, I'm not very tough when it comes to certain things at all.
There's a lot of follow-ups I have for that. Yeah,
just
your uncle got shot. Mm-hmm. You were abandoned. The guy broke his leg.
I wasn't abandoned.
Oh yeah, I missed that part. Yeah, you had people there. My bad.
How long did they leave you lying on the street in front of the hospital?
Right. My uncle came out there and scooped me up in his arms because he was really strong and a big dude. He's like, "What happened, Jay? Who did it?" I'm like, "The dude you MFers made me sit by did it. That's who just
that
did it.
That vision did it, uncle."
That's also how I've learned rarely to be careful to ask my cousin how's work or how's things going at work.
No, man.
Because he runs the emergency department over at St. Mary's, St. Elizabeth's.
Yeah, don't ask, huh?
Because it's always he'll say, dude, I got to tell you. Okay, here we go.
Right.
And
he's
then
got pictures.
Right. It's like the motorcycle hit the telephone pole and all his guts blew right out. So we had to wheel
like a trauma
him in.
Surgeon. Yeah.
He comes in and they're literally wheeling his guts next to him. We're trying to shove all his guts. Like, did he make it? He's like, no, hell no, he didn't make it. And then he brags, like, yeah, but we harvested his corneas. We harvested, it's like this. He goes, we donated this, and this. They call them donor cycles for a reason. Because it's generally young, healthy enough men.
Potatoes.
This is Dan, pushing the whole motorcycle agenda afterwards.
Hey, go ahead and ride your cycles. Just be a donor. That's all. Hey, go ahead. Do it. Hey, go out and don't wear a helmet. Do whatever you want. Just be a donor. And a lot of people will benefit.
Feeling today? I'm Dan Bernstein, and I hope you die soon.
But saving another life. I see the logic there.
Yeah, exactly.
Pay it forward.
Save a better life.
save a smarter, better life.
Save a life that made better decisions than you did.
The good vibes of yesterday's post-bar mitzvah show are gone.
those are good vibes.
About 3 o'clock.
Urging people to become donors is a good thing.
Did you guys take in the LeVar Ball CNN experience last
night?
That
was a clown show on every level. It was a horrible interview.
Shame on CNN for giving that dude 20 minutes.
And then not handling
it. Easily tussled like that.
And not even having a plan. Like, I mean,
his plan was he thought that, like, what, he was going to out-troll the troll and get LeVar Ball
apologize? I'm going
to
scold you, and now that you're here in my territory, come on, it's LeVar Ball.
It was awful.
Yeah, I didn't take a second of it.
I didn't want to, Jay. I watched it this morning because I knew we were going
to
talk about it.
I'm not, but that's the thing. I don't have to.
No, you
do whatever you want. We all got these mics for a reason. But I told my buddies in the group chat. I said that I am not looking forward to talking about this buffoonery today, and on so many levels because one, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed that the man holding the highest office in the land has continued to act in a way that is unpresidential. Or that's not even a word. That is not presidential. Mm. And then I'm embarrassed for a man whose motives I can dig, but whose execution is flawed in so many ways that he's fueling the fire for a lot of people who don't want to see a lot of people that look like him win. You know, guys who try to bend what is the norm, you know, saying, screw you, I'm going to do it my way. Mm-hmm. You know, we need more people like that.
Sure.
You get three kids to UCLA, need more people like that. That dude has been in his son's lives for an entirety of their lives. He's probably taken some of the heat off of them because they don't have personality on any level. There's nothing interesting about any one of his kids. So maybe that's what he's doing. But, man, I'm not with it. I'm not with the clown show. And on both levels,
yeah, he's
for the president and for this young man.
Well, that was a devastating moment for journalism last night. Like, I just
serious.
Yeah, I am. Okay. I am being serious.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's like, what I'm trying.
No, I am being serious. That platform should matter. Prime time on a national news network that is, in theory, not partisan. Right, MSNBC to the left, Fox News to the right. In theory, that's supposed to be like the neutral, unbiased news network.
In theory.
Right, and I understand the theory, but like, you put a microphone in front of his face on ESPN or Fox Sports 1 or whatever, like, okay, I understand what he's doing. I understand what they're getting out of it. That is an entertainment sports transaction. Primetime newscast for that.
When things are going on in this country.
There's nothing newsworthy about the parent of a college athlete not apologizing to the president. That is not news. I'm sorry.
Meanwhile, you have Cyntoia Brown, who is a 16-year-old who was charged as an adult and will now have to spend 53 years in jail for killing her captor, who was a pimp at the time, and who trafficked her and sold her to a 52-year-old. So that got no coverage last night on national news. 16-year-old little girl.
There have been U.S.
Where's that?
I believe it's in Philly. Cyntoia Brown. Go ahead and look up the hashtag.
Killed her captor.
Killed her captor. The guy that she was sold to. In this country, in America, by the way, not in all the countries that you think, you know, all the savages live in.
Not where Gary Glitter goes.
You know what I mean?
This thing in Southeast Asia.
We're not in Libya, where people are actually getting sold. No. We chose to put LeVar Ball screaming and having no point on the air, and then the president with his tweets, because Lord knows there's nothing else going on right now that he should be concerned with. See, it takes me to a real sad point, real sad place. Like, this isn't the country that my parents came to.
I agree with you. It also is dangerous, and it becomes diminishing when we take international relations and turn them into professional wrestling. Because the fact is that every single day, what's left of our State Department, it's in open rebellion against their secretary now. Open rebellion. They get calls every day about U.S. nationals who have trouble in a foreign country.
Sure.
And having that U.S. passport, that's supposed to matter.
Yep.
That's supposed to be where your country has your back because it's your country, not because somebody wants you to kiss a ring or somebody wants you to publicly thank them. It's because you are a compatriot. It's because that your State Department matters because you're a U.S. citizen.
Right.
And if there is a country that has different laws, that is railroading you, that doesn't have habeas corpus for whatever reason, anytime that I've traveled overseas and I look at the U.S. seal on the passport and know that's what to be powerful. Yeah. That's supposed to be protection. Meaningful. And when we diminish that into some sort of tit for tat ego game, dealing with governments and law enforcement, it's terrifying.
And nuclear superpowers.
It's terrifying.
Well, you got a bunch of dictators out there and a president who likes to fancy himself a dictator.
And what could happen in response if something happens again in China or happens again elsewhere with somebody who maybe doesn't have the same kind of symbiotic economic relationship that China has with us, that maybe says, you know what? This person's just going to disappear.
Yep.
And you don't have.
It's not a game. Yeah,
it's not a game.
And LeVar Ball doesn't seem to understand that it's not a game. And the president doesn't seem to. Well, he hasn't understood it. It's not a game since November 8th.
Long before that, he just happened to win on November 8th. But LeVar Ball just keeps playing and keeps playing and keeps trying to spin it around and around. And I know
your son did something wrong. This is the other thing too.
Your son did
something wrong.
It wasn't just a moment of a bad impulse. It was three different stores.
Let's not act like, you know. The times that I've done something wrong as a child, I knew it. And I knew my dad was going to get at me. No matter which way he chose to do it, I knew there was going to be a problem. because that's not how that's not how you represent our last name. That's not how you represent yourself. So let's start there. He did something wrong,
mm-hmm.
and LeVar Ball
tried to minimize that every step of the way.
LeVar Ball had a great. No matter if we respected the journalistic platform that he was on, LeVar Ball had a great moment to kind of normalize himself.
Or take a high road.
Normalize his brand.
Well, no one is taking a
high
road anymore.
There is no high road.
It doesn't exist. And so I guess...
I'm not going to say he had to say sorry to the president, because what are we teaching our children? Are you doing things because you expect reward? Or are you doing things because you're a good person and this is what you need to do?
But this is the thing, Jay.
Right.
You're supposed to... I mean, you have to acknowledge that international diplomacy played a role in the release of your child.
Well, there's the things that
just
are coming out.
Just acknowledge that.
There's the things that are coming out now that said that they were... getting preferential treatment Donald Trump intervened in any way.
Well, they were kept at a hotel.
Right. They didn't get they were going to jail. They were going to be on house arrest at that hotel for 10, 15 days, whatever the case may be. I forget the exact terms of it, but this is, I mean, it's sad, man. It is sad that this is where we are right now, and this is the new normal. This is the new normal where LeVar Ball is going to go away at some point.
When?
He's going to go away.
Well, that's why last night was so egregious to me, because I don't necessarily expect, based on what I've seen from LeVar Ball, for him to know better, right? Like, he just kind of is.
Yeah, that's
what he
Chris
is.
Cuomo's job.
And exactly.
I couldn't believe the news judgment of it is mind-boggling.
It's not news judgment. It's entertainment and ratings judgment. It's Jeff Zucker's impact on CNN.
It's disgusting.
And it was also the scolding tone of it, where you know if you start condescending to Lonzo or to LeVar Ball.
You know how
he's going to react to that.
They tried to troll a troll.
It was not
even a good one.
It was debasing on every level.
I said earlier, they should never get another presidential debate again. Like
because of that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
because you're not a
news
network.
No, I'm trying to clarify.
You are not a news network anymore.
I don't even know the value of presidential debates anymore.
Fair enough. But you should take it off of cable news. And I know that they've had 100 bad moments before last night, but it really depressed me for the Fourth Estate.
I just want Lester Holt to grow his mustache back.
He looks weird, man.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's not fair.
It's the brother that's not a president rule.
You gotta have it.
I thought it was actually there's a law of conservation of black guy facial hair. He can't get his mustache back unless Herb shaves his beard.
Ooh.
And I don't want Herb to shave his beard. I don't know if you've
like
seen
Herbie's
him.
Beard.
He looks great.
I like Herb's beard.
It frames his face.
Oh, that's the whole idea.
Yeah, no, I mean, really,
it's like
Campy's glasses used to be.
Before LASIK. I wish I could.
You talking about a guy
hair.
Who's
I could
seeing?
Use it.
Yes.
You talking about a guy who's seeing better but looks worse?
It's Campy. No question.
I need his glasses back.
That's a billboard. That should be next to the creepy Ryan Sandberg, Brian Urlacher
ones. I love Campy. Oh yeah. No. You can say it. Don't give him that look. Speak.
No,
you know they're both
creepy. I'm seeing better. I look worse, but I'm seeing better.
I need Campy's glasses back. I need them back.
Right. Sure.
I miss my teddy bear. You know, he looks like a guy who's got a, you know.
Since when do teddy bears have glasses?
He's a big teddy bear. He kind of takes it off and gets to that teacup, you know, episode kind of feeling. So I want him to. I need those glasses back. I need, even if they're just lenses that don't do anything for him. You know, something manly, like Alec Campbell.
We got huge news.
What's that, buddy?
Huge news.
What's that? McRib is back?
Michael Porter Jr. out for the year.
Yeah,
oh, my
his,
goodness.
He had the hip thing, and now something else.
He's having surgery today.
On the hip?
Three or 4 months recovery from Gary Parrish at CBS.
Of course, it's the year the Bulls are tanking, too.
Yeah.
Well, they were losing to Emporia State, I believe, last night. So, hey, man. It happens.
Wow.
Where is Emporia State?
Kansas.
It's Emporia, Kansas.
Okay, I didn't know where Emporia was, apparently.
It's a horrible town in Kansas.
Really?
There's nothing there.
Make it sound like Derry, Maine in the Stephen King universe.
No, it makes it sound like Danny ended up with like a zipper on his back, like missing a kidney or something.
There was a drunk night in Emporia, Kansas one time. There's like a water tower.
Really strong feeling about Emporia.
It's a depressing place.
These are the thoughts we need, guys. I mean, like... Talk about Josh sitting all day long, but these are the things that we
don't
need.
Get me started on Emporia, Kansas.
Oh, it's a spine. How about that? The procedure, a microdiscectomy of the L3 and L4 spinal discs, has a projected recovery time of 3 to 4 months and will likely cause him to miss the remainder of the season.
It's a young man that's still growing, too.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That is huge news.
Oh, well, at least he did it before the Bulls doctors got to him.
And what's up with Aretha Franklin? Because early this morning...
She's not dead, I believe. She's
not dead. The Twitter made her dead for a little bit.
But her Twitter feed... Tweeted out. Rest
was that a verified her Twitter
was
feed?
It? Okay.
I don't think it was.
I thought it was like a fan account.
Yeah, her verified account, I checked, hasn't tweeted since 2015.
Right, there was a fan account that had a lot of followers that said she was dead.
Yeah, Aretha needs to be celebrated all the time. So, you know, maybe you should blast some Aretha to keep her going.
Do it.
That's what I say.
The stuff when she hooked up with Muscle Shoals, man, and started really getting her voice out.
Did you see Diana Ross at the American Music Awards?
Had no idea that was her daughter, by the way.
Tracy Ellis Ross?
I had no
looks just like
when
her.
She said it, I went, oh my God. Yeah, it was this like revelatory. Like I had no clue it was Diana Ross.
Big eyes, everything.
Yeah, I'm sure it makes sense now, but I had no idea.
You know what's so awesome? When I was a kid, the word diva came with respect. Now, the word diva comes with a certain amount of disrespect because we usually slap it on the athletes whose attitudes we don't like. She, for me, was the first diva.
Aretha?
Like, no, I'm Diana Ross.
Diana Ross.
Anytime I saw Diana Ross, that was standard attention and respect that woman because she was going to tear the house down, and she just had that glamour about her, man. I mean, from the Motown days, my grandfather used to talk to me about her. Like, Diana Ross was the truth. And then you see her out there with all of her grandkids and her great-grandkids, and she still looks awesome, man. Like, because we're talking about Aretha, like, our old rockers and our old singers and now getting close to second generation, third generation old hip hop dudes. Yeah. Like, we need to celebrate them before they're all taking dirt naps.
By the way, rest in peace to Malcolm Young. I mean, I know you're an AC/DC guy. Yeah. I don't know if you talked about it yesterday. He's the dude behind the power chords that made the songs what they were so Angus could solo on top of them.
Yeah.
Like, he's the meat. He was the meat.
Yeah, there was a lot of it played at Jason's party because that's his band too. He came out to the music from Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, and I was talking to Danny, the band leader, and he said, "Yeah," he said, "we had to put in a lot of the AC/DC because we don't play a lot of it." And he said, "It's very different." I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "From a musical perspective, because you can't swing at all." He said, "It's everything has
completely
to be
straight."
Yeah. That's what he said. He said, "You got to play it straight." Mm-hmm. And then when you see AC/DC live. And I saw Malcolm Young's nephew, who was playing rhythm guitar.
Filling in, because he's had dementia for a while.
Oh, and cancer, and like, he had everything. He was like Mr. Burns. And they were great. And the rhythm section, the rhythm section is the engine of that band, as much as Angus is Angus. But it was when you go and read about how the songs were written... They were written off of the rhythm guitar.
Of course.
They're written off of Malcolm.
That's the heartbeat.
Yeah.
You know what I thought was cool? Trevor Hoffman tweeted, "R.I.P. Malcolm Young, you were a big part of a big, great portion of my life." Because they used to play
Hell's Bells, right?
Yep. Every time he came in. So it was pretty neat.
There's another guy that's on his deathbed right now, right? Cassidy?
David Cassidy.
Yeah,
different kind of musical legacy, but yeah.
Like, not existent.
His life doesn't matter as much.
No.
I don't care about him.
Moved by David Cassidy.
I made a value judgment on
him. Yeah, you really did. All right, no better way to end the transition.
I've got nothing for David Cassidy.
All right, what do you guys got on the show?
Sean Cassidy, is that his brother, Sean?
I don't remember. Half brother.
I think half brother because he's
Pat Cassidy. And their father
Jones.
Is Pat Cassidy. Yeah,
that's right. Dog, baby, I'm this time.
Read the damn guest so we can let them go.
Or don't. I mean, let them go. Let them go.
And their mother is Felicia Middlebrooks.
See you later, Danny. Off the score.
Jesus. There's three kids in this. A button got
pushed.
There's three kids in China. I need to go over there and get them.
Still going to play it, though. From the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Your headquarters for all-wheel drive SUVs.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. There are very few moments when any of us can relate to Tom Brady in any way. After all, How many guys have won 5 Super Bowls, make multi-millions every year, are movie star handsome, and have fathered children with not one but 2 supermodels? The list pretty much begins and ends with Brady. But Brady actually had a moment last week any husband can relate to when he was asked about spending a week on the road prior to the Patriots game on Sunday in Mexico City. Talking about how there was less to do on the road, Brady said, quote, "There's nobody telling me what I did wrong in the house." Come on, seriously? Is there a husband alive who doesn't get that? Or in the case of some of us being told what we've failed to do in the house? Brady instantly apologized for his slip. Like my buddy Tom, I'd like to apologize too. Gotta go. It's garbage day. I'm John Feinstein.
Are you?
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. Listen. Our business could use a new laptop, and Office Depot Office Max has huge Black Friday doorbusters. Save $400 on an HP laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i7 processor. Only $449.99. It starts at OfficeDepot.com on Thursday at 12:01 a.m. and in-store Friday at 7:45 a.m. Go ahead, you deserve it. Office Depot Office Max. Taking care of business. Limit one.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
It's Black Friday at JCPenney. Save up to 40% on your favorite appliance brands. Plus, get up to 36 months special financing on qualifying appliance purchases made by November 29th. Plus, get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card. Added up, these Black Friday deals can't be beat. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. Minimum monthly payments required. Visa prepaid card offer valid on major appliances purchased November 1st through the 29th, starting at $398 or more per appliance, excluding accessories. Some restrictions and exclusions apply. See store associate or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
What's the record? 12 and 30? I said their record. I'm not talking about John Fox. Ryan Pace has been there for all of it.
Yes, he has.
It's him too. Bad decision to keep the guy. He cost you a game. You can't roll him out again for an end of game kick.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You've reached the Holiday Helpline. We turn the holidays into holidays.
I've got so many gifts to buy. I can't wait till Black Friday.
Why wait? Get 50% off at Old Navy starting tomorrow.
50% off before Black Friday?
That's right. 50% off your entire purchase starting tomorrow, including thousands of styles for $10 and under.
Under 10 bucks, including 50% off?
Plus Friday only. Get $1 cozy socks for the family.
No time like the present. Thanks.
Turn your holiday into a holiday. Get to Old Navy today. 50% off valid 11/22 to 11/24. Excludes in-store clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry today only, and 2-day only deals. Cozy socks valid 11/24. Limit 10. Select styles and in-stores only.
How is Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights wrapping up 2017 with their 2017 Chevy closeout sale? Get 0% financing for 72 months plus special incentives on all our popular models. It's the gift of employee pricing on nearly all remaining 2017 Chevys. That's over $10,000 in savings on select new Chevy Silverados and much more. But you have to hurry. They're going fast. The 2017 closeout sale with employee pricing only at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. The bright way to buy. Visit SunriseChevrolet.com. Tell them Jason Goff sent you. Financing in lieu of rebates to qualified customers. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Judy Gold.
Welcome to Kill Me Now.
Radio.com presents award-winning comedian and writer Judy Gold.
Kill Me Now is a podcast about the things that piss people off. When you're pissed off, you're passionate. Yes. So what better thing to talk about? Because you know what? There's so many people who hold it all in. Now, I'm just going to start with today. So number one.
How long is this show?
Shut up!
Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
CBS Thursday.
Welcome.
TV's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory, brings you scientific breakthroughs.
The medium-sized asteroid is still an interesting discovery.
I suppose it could end up on a collision course with Earth and destroy life as we know it.
Ingenious inventions.
Our idea's really good.
I cooked it in the easy bake oven of my mind.
And fascinating facts.
For every action, you have a gigantic and annoying reaction.
Just when I thought you couldn't get me hotter.
Don't miss The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week, in the history of sports.
This week in 1973, Pete Rose won the National League MVP. The Astros signed Nolan Ryan to a four-year contract. This week in 1979. This week in 1984, New York Met Dwight Gooden at 20, was the youngest player to be named Rookie of the Year. This week in 1995, the Dolphins quarterback Dan Marino set an NFL record with 343 touchdown passes. And this week in 1997, Mario Lemieux entered the NHL Hall of Fame.
CBS Thursday, from the brains behind The Big Bang Theory.
You understand that some people are going to be intimidated by you because of how smart you are?
Or maybe they'll recognize my intellect and make me their leader.
9-year-old Sheldon Cooper's going to high school.
Let the learning begin.
You're not going to make it in this school if you keep ratting people out.
But they were breaking the dress codes. I saw one boy with a t-shirt that said, fight me.
That's terrible.
Young Sheldon, Thursday, only CBS.
Tomorrow, join the Bernstein and Goff Show with Bud Light from 1 to 6 at Scoreboards, 1100 Douglas Road in Oswego. Enjoy Bud Light's specials, score, and Bud Light giveaways, and enter to win tickets to an upcoming Bulls game. Brought to you by Bud Light, famous among friends.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for their upcoming open house.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Join the Wildcats at Allstate Arena for Big Ten basketball when they host Illinois on December 1st at 8 p.m. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Starting with the Bears, they are off today. Back at Hallis Hall tomorrow as they get ready to take on the 9-1 Philadelphia Eagles. Leonard Floyd expected to miss some time after injuring his knee Sunday, but he did not, in fact, tear his ACL, as some feared at the time. To basketball, the Bulls back on the court tonight, facing off with the Lakers in Los Angeles. Good news for Zach LaVine. The Bulls guard tore his ACL in February as a member of the T-Wolves, and now he has been cleared for contact. In the college game, bad news for the Missouri Tigers. Projected lottery pick in next year's NBA draft, Michael Porter Jr., will miss the remainder of the season. He's undergoing spinal surgery. And finally, in hockey, the Hawks are off tonight. They play Tampa Bay down in Florida tomorrow. Your Burlington store is packed with everything to get your home holiday ready for less. Throws, pillows, barware, serving platters, holiday decor, all at amazing savings. Burlington style for everyone. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Packy Webb Ford.
The whole town's talking about the Webb boys.
I'm John Webb. The all-new Packy Webb Ford is now open on Ogden Avenue in Downers Grove. We're even bigger and better than before, so stop in and visit during our year-end event or find it.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
Bernstein and Golf, broadcasting for the Hyundai Studios. Come see how better drives us. Adam Kramer. At 2:40, a big week in college football. He will join us. Matt Miller, more football talk at 3. In other news at 3:40. Brian Billick on the NFL at 4. Hub Arkish, similarly, he is ours at 5. It's on at 5:30. Plenty of surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767. That's our number at WSCR, The Score. Email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Bernstein underscore Goff. He's at Jason 1 Goff. I am at Dan underscore Bernstein. Instagram is at Bernstein Goff Show. Website is BernsteinandGoffShow.com for podcasts. You should interact with the show and the station. The Facebook is always fun for Jay over there. I see the eyebrows raise
I'm
lower.
Ready to rock right now. First, I have to
see the people's eyebrow every once in a while.
I have to close out Spiegel's Facebook and his Twitter.
No, send out some messages first.
No, I wouldn't do that to him. And I'm not that guy.
You just like the 670 The Score page to be involved in that conversation. There's also Facebook Live and watch 670thescore.com for a video feed. Hello. Hi.
Yeah, you get to see all the hand gestures and how we really feel about certain things when we're talking about them. And you get to see the beautiful producers as well.
And our producers.
They're beautiful.
It's directed by Brian Gertsch.
I'm a Seahawk. I eat Falcons for breakfast.
Hey, yo, did you just kiss that fish?
Holy cow. Yeah. Hey.
I don't like kissing fish, and I'm not a Seahawk, and I don't eat Falcons for breakfast. I don't think that a Falcon would taste very good.
Our executive producer is Nick Shepkowski.
The 13th ranked Fighting Irish are in Hawaii tonight. They're taking on the Chaminade Silver Swords. Notre Dame improves to 4-0 with the 83.
On the board today is Anthony Gill.
I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all.
He is. Englewood's finest, Anthony Gill, ladies and gentlemen.
This segment brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Whether you're looking to change your air filter or replace your brakes, you'll find the parts you need and knowledgeable team members ready to help. At Advance Auto Parts, let's get you back on the road.
All right, so I was watching something last night, and it was football-y. And I said to myself, Jason, stop doing this to yourself. That Seahawks-Falcons game was okay, but I got to tell you, and it's not because it's my second favorite sport, because football is my favorite sport, but every single night, and I cannot say this enough, but every single night, the NBA has something for you. I watched the Jazz and the Sixers last night, and Donovan Mitchell, who a lot of people
That's the kid out of Louisville, right?
He is out there balling. But Joel Embiid is the funniest dude in the NBA already. The NBA has a bunch of characters. The NBA has another great one in Joel Embiid.
Did you see his flop the other night?
And he said it. No, it was last night.
It was
last night. Yeah,
I thought it was 2 nights ago.
No, he pushed. He blocked Donovan Mitchell's shot. He stood over Donovan Mitchell. And then Donovan Mitchell pushed him. He flopped. And then Donovan Mitchell got the technical. They asked him about it after the game. And he said, yes, that's what happened. I stood over him. I talked some junk. He fake pushed me. I flopped. He got the technical. We won the game. The dude is hilarious because he doesn't know what he's not supposed to say. And he's kind of like, sometimes he's trolling. Sometimes he's like being for real, authentic, and it just comes across as funny. But, man, I don't know what you're doing if you're not getting a little bit of the Joel Embiid and a little bit of the NBA in your mind, because it might be like we were worried. If you're a basketball fan, I know I was worried about what post-LeBron was going to be. Because there was that abyss that was post-Michael. And if you're a Michael Jordan fan and not a basketball fan, this probably isn't for you. But the NBA was in a dark, dark place for a few years where, you know, Vince Carter and Kobe and Allen Iverson and Tracy McGrady were trying to find themselves and nobody knew who to root for and they didn't have the pristine polish that Michael Jordan had. But man, the NBA is going to be in great shape for a very long time, and you see it every single night these days.
The best part of the Embiid thing is after he flops, he actually signals technical multiple times, right? Then the technical is called, because the ref, of course, just saw him flop. The technical is called. Then Embiid stands up and exhorts the crowd by waving them on to give him more adulation.
He's the heel you want to root for. He's the bad guy that you want to root for.
I don't find him a bad guy at all.
But some of the stuff he's doing, though, if he wasn't happy, smiley,
he's very
jokey,
happy,
Embiid, you'd think of him like a jerk.
See, to me, like a bad guy is a guy hurting people. Well, if you're playing dirty, if you are undercutting
guys. Did you think of Dennis Rodman as a bad guy?
Yeah.
Did you?
Kind
of. See, I never thought of Dennis Rodman as a bad guy in terms of hurting and cheap-shotting people. I thought of him as a bad...
When he kicked the cameraman in the balls.
That was different. That wasn't what was going on the court. That was him being an idiot. That was him being an idiot. But I'm talking about, like, real cheap shot dudes like Mahorn and Lambeer, the dudes he played for, that's a certain kind of bad guy. And then there's the bad guy who you're like, God, this guy just gets on my nerves. Reggie Miller. Did you think Reggie Miller was dirty?
No.
Noted bad guy, though, right? Reggie Miller's a bad guy.
Loved him.
That's what I'm saying. I think Embiid has enough of that, especially with social media and all those things. Sports needs a guy to wear the black hat. And when LeBron tried to his first 2 years in Miami, it didn't work because you could tell it wasn't comfortable for him. You know, Kobe did it his entire career, and people hated him for it and loved him for it.
Teammates didn't even like
it. Exactly. Yeah. Michael did it behind the scenes while Nike shined his image up the way they should have, and because they had an icon on their hands. Like, every sport needs that guy. The Ndamukong Suh years, where people were actually paying attention to the Ndamukong Suh and the Detroit Lions, because you saw him every single Thanksgiving, and damn near every Thanksgiving he did something weird, and these phone lines would light up. When he took Jay Cutler's arm and folded him up and slammed him, for 3 days we took... And Ndamukong Suh should be kicked out of the league, this, that, and the other. Every league, every
Albert Haynesworth.
Every league needs a guy that's towing the line of dirty, but you recognize him as a bad guy. I'm not saying that Joel Embiid is a dirty player, he's got enough
here.
Bad guy in him, though.
I want to be careful here. There's a difference between the stress that you put on the word matters. There's a difference between bad guy.
And bad guy. Right. No, I know what you're saying.
See what I mean?
Like, we're not talking about rapist, domestic violence guy. We're talking about inside the lines.
I don't think Reggie Miller is a bad guy. I do think he played the role of bad guy.
Exactly.
Okay, that's what
exactly.
I mean.
Yeah,
so the emphasis on which word actually matters in this case, and I guarantee, I know you understand that difference, where saying somebody's a bad guy is different than saying, oh yeah, he's definitely one of the league's bad guys.
Right. Or he's a bad guy.
Bad guy.
Yeah. Nobody that has the sun tattooed around their belly button can be a bad guy. Reggie Miller has.
I thought what I really appreciated about Reggie Miller was that his another guy was great with press conferences, even after a brutal loss.
Always there.
Always there, always honest, always answered every question. The problem that Reggie had, he was doing the exact same things Jordan was doing. However, he got called for them. And it wasn't because of bias. It was because of angles and strength. Where Jordan could push off with two fingers on a hip, Reggie needed both his arms and his elbows would stick out, and it would be the same move. Mm-hmm. The legality of what they did. And when Reggie would kick his legs out, there was no subtlety to it. You know, Reggie was just so long and angular, where Jordan was compact and was able to get away with stuff because everything was more martial arts.
Right,
it was closer. It was leverage. Where Reggie would hit
the 5-point heart exploding.
when Reggie's arm would come back, and it was so easy
six,
to
seven,
see.
6'8", long.
Right.
He was
floppy,
angular.
Yeah. So referees would say, oh, I saw that. And Jordan would just smile because Jordan knew that he'd gotten away with it 3 times in a row down the court.
And I guess in football, it's different because of the contact of the sport, where the bad guys you see, you're like, that was a bad guy play. Like Rodney Harrison for years was voted the dirtiest player in the league for various reasons. I mean, you know, he hits below
Brandon Merriweather.
See, that's the thing, though. I think Brandon Merriweather was a guy who just tried to knock people out. Not on some bad guy stuff, but that's how he was raised football-wise. You think Brandon Merriweather was a bad guy?
At some point, look, if you actually looked at the totality of his
I think that's how he was raised football-wise, in terms of somebody comes in your area, you make sure that they
go horizontal at their neck.
He knocked himself out in warm-ups, remember?
Yeah, yes.
Remember? Somebody was catching a route, and he just ran into him on accident? Like, that's the kind of guy who... I don't think he's a bad guy in terms of, this is a dirty-ass player. He's just a dude who can't control himself when he's not can't. That's going to be bad, too. Not can't control himself on the football field, but goes the same speed, the same level, and is reckless. That's why football's tough, to decipher who the bad guys are and who the guys who have ill intent or ill will.
Yeah, I can't put Joel Embiid on that list quite yet.
He's too much fun. He is, but watch what he does, man. If he wasn't social media, smiling,
smart,
crazy voice, dude and trolling all times and trying to ask Rihanna out on dates. You watch him night in, night out on League Pass. There's some things that Joel gets away with where you're like, dude, I see you. Like, I see you shining. You're not all polished yet. You're doing some bad guy things out there. What he did last night was a bad guy deal, and Donovan Mitchell got a tech for it.
That was hilarious. This segment is brought to you by JCPenney. It's Black Friday at JCPenney, and the challenge is on. Doors open Thursday at 2 p.m. for unbeatable deals. Hurry in. Black Friday is here. JCPenney. After the top of the hour, you want to get to this Joe Morgan letter?
Yes. I was going to keep it in the stash until you wanted to talk about it.
I want to do it right out of the gate at 2 o'clock because if the Hall of Fame did this with their imprimatur, they misbranded this. They picked the wrong guy to fight their fight.
You know, I'm all about it being a museum. It's a different level of hating, boy.
I mean,
it's a different level of hating when you're like, these people shouldn't be in because I'm in, and I want to be known as one of the greatest. Man, you got your jacket, you're out there just, styling, you're writing HOF on every card you sign.
Have a drink,
man. And relax, sit back. Fam. Yeah, right. Just fade. Just fade away.
We're gonna get to that in some detail after the top of the hour on the score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm not waving the pom-poms for Mitchell Trubisky. I'm waving the pom-poms for us as a fandom. You finally have some hope that a guy that is taking the ball from center, when he's not fumbling it, there's something there.
Yeah, man. He has the things you can't coach. Now he just needs to be put in the hands of coaches who can teach him the correct way to learn these things.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The scripted plays, like the first 15, 20 plays, were exquisite. They were beautiful. It's the kind of stuff we've been asking for all year long. Why were they so good, finally? And then why did everything fall apart pretty much after those first couple of drives? Because they did not move the ball well after they got off the script.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
What's the record? 12 and 30? I said their record. I'm not talking about John Fox. Ryan Pace has been there for all of it.
Yes, he has.
It's him, too. Bad decision to keep the guy. He cost you a game. You can't roll him out again for an end-of-game kick.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinion. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
CBS Thursday, from the brains behind The Big Bang Theory.
You understand that some people are going to be intimidated by you because of how smart you are?
Or maybe they'll recognize my intellect and make me their leader.
9-year-old Sheldon Cooper's going to high school.
Let the learning begin.
You're not going to make it in this school if you keep ratting people out.
But they're breaking the dress codes. I saw one boy with a t-shirt that said, "Fight me."
That's terrible.
Young Sheldon, Thursday, only CBS.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
She's crazy, please! Help!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
She wasn't targeted, she was a witness who had to be silenced.
You have to think like one.
He needs easy targets.
If he sticks to his pattern, he usually kills in twos.
We're ready to deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
FBI! Don't move!
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We get into the mind of the killer.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand. Periscope. Libra, working alone just won't get it done this week. Assemble a team. Scorpio, step away from the desk and get back into the social scene again. It's a good weekend for it. Sagittarius, a faraway old friend rolls back into your life like a thunderstorm. Capricorn, focus that energy towards your significant other. It's well worth it. Aquarius, this week a new romantic interest might spark up unexpectedly. And Pisces, start some new routines, one that focus on being healthier than you've been. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Monday. Get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are men of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tonight. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This segment's brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Got some information coming in here regarding the injury to Leonard Floyd's knee. According to Rich Campbell of the Tribune, Floyd injured his medial collateral and posterior cruciate ligaments. They are both sprained, MCL and PCL. And John Fox said on our sister station WBBM that Floyd would miss the rest, hinted that he would miss the rest of the season and would have surgery, but didn't go so far as to specify or clarify that. His actual quote, "It's going to be some time until he can come back, if at all, the rest of the season. We'll measure it as we go. Good to hear it wasn't the ACL, it was MCL, PCL. It will require some work to get him fixed." Okay.
So, like some minor tearing?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
The ligament.
Yeah, they usually...
But not a complete tear.
They usually don't operate if it's not a full rupture, right? They just sort of let it heal itself over time.
Maybe some things around it chipped, like the bone or whatever?
Sure, you have to check for possible avulsion fractures in the articular cartilage and the bone, and also you can get to the... You might want to go in there for a closer look at any other meniscal tears or frames.
Sucks, man, because he was coming along. This entire season, you saw two or three plays out of him a game where you're like, that's why you're a top 10 pick. That's why they traded up for you. Chasing down guys, dropping back in coverage, being stronger at the point of attack in the run game than I thought he would be at this point of his career. Still trying to put on some muscle. That's the thing, man. That when we look at development or growth for NFL players or anybody in any professional sport, if you have a summer or an off season where you're rehabbing instead of putting on the good weight or developing your game, your growth gets stunted. And next thing you know, it seems like you're a year behind, and especially for football players. So hopefully he regains, you know, most of his speed, puts on some decent weight while rehabbing.
I know we got some baseball talk that's coming up after the top of the hour regarding this bizarro letter that Joe Morgan sent out. But I also want to let people know we've received a terrific response as we build up our team for the 2018 Bank of America Chicago Marathon to benefit Camp One Step. And I was mindful of it today because I went into Mitch Rosen's office and the Bank of America Chicago Marathon has dropped off a whole bunch of swag for this year's race, the long sleeve, dry fit stuff and backpacks, hats. They're always super generous with that stuff.
Are.
It's like half my wardrobe right now is made up of a lot of free, high quality marathon
stuff. There's a few golf family members rocking around CPS schools right now with the Bank of America backpacks.
I can't tell you how many people
ask me. Nike. I mean, they're really good stuff.
And they say, hey, do you run the Shamrock Shuffle? Like, no. My company has a relationship with it. Like, yeah, forget it. They tuned out. But
swag is the lifeblood of a radio station.
So right now we have spots for you to stay out of the lottery, and if you want to run the fundraising now with social media, fundraising is a snap. And the good news is that fundraising helps out kids with cancer and leukemia for the programs that we run at Camp One Step. And if you want to get involved in this, what you get is you get top-of-the-line coaching. You get specific training plan based on your level. Maybe it's your first marathon. Maybe it's your 50th marathon. We work out the coaching and training for you. You get to be part of the team runs and socials and fundraising support. You will meet the campers that you're helping. As there is a special training day at summer camp with lunch and games with the campers. You can be a part of our camp family. And it is a fabulous experience. And importantly, it guarantees your spot and it keeps you out of the lottery. And it just makes it a more fulfilling marathon experience. If you want to be a part of this, you can go to teamonestep.org. All the information is available at teamonestep.org. Or reach out directly to me. Send me an email at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. I will get that. If you want to contact me on Twitter at Dan_Bernstein, that's an easy way too. And I will personally put you in touch with our race team and our offices to make sure that you get a spot. So if you are a runner, if you know a runner, if you want to just make sure to spread the word, we want to help as many kids as we can. We had a hugely successful marathon last year, as I mentioned. We want to do this, and we want to make it great once again. So do go to teamonestep.org or just reach out to me however you want. We've got to break down what is going on with the Baseball Hall of Fame, which I think...
Read the letter.
I think is on the wrong side of history. I think they found a hill they're going to die on. And for Joe Morgan, maybe literally.
Yeah, this PED Hall of Fame debate, Joe Morgan's letter, and your thoughts next. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Jump in the conversation if something sparks your interest. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
Ben Hanley here. In the spirit of Thanksgiving, we want to thank all of you for keeping The Score the number one sports station in Chicago.
Join us on Thanksgiving and enjoy a feast of NFL football. First, feed your sports appetite on Vikings versus Lions starting at 11 a.m.
Followed by the Chargers and Cowboys at 3 p.m. And finally, at 7 p.m., it's Giants and Washington.
An all-day Thanksgiving football cornucopia.
And only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Get black.
He's a world-renowned strength and conditioning coach.
I'm not trying to blend with the crowd.
And he's here to share his thoughts on training for peak performance.
I'm trying to make an impact in this industry.
Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show.
Strength and overall health.
Building more muscle.
The best form of cardio for burning fat.
Sprinting will put muscle on you.
Getting lean, but still maintaining or even gaining muscle.
It's burning calories just sitting here.
Download and subscribe to Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show every week at thenewradio.com app.
Do you have a case of the Mondays?
You know what it is? I just need a me day.
Then Kevin Can Wait on CBS is just what the doctor ordered.
I'm about to show you something that I haven't shown to anyone.
A paycheck?
Get your weekly dose of Kevin James.
I thought everybody would enjoy a little crudite.
It's crudite.
French language police are here. Take me away.
TV's number one comedy.
I just heard the information. You got to give a man a second to celebrate.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Hi, I'm Peter Greenberg. Check out my new show, the CBS Travel Hour, with Peter Greenberg.
He's America's most recognized and respected frontline travel news journalist, and now host of his own podcast on radio.com.
We'll talk about everything from the best airline deals to cruise ship safety, from which brochures lie to hotel security. You'll find out about how to negotiate the best rental car deals to which airline is really on time. And we'll talk with travel experts and major global newsmakers.
The CBS Travel Hour with Peter Greenberg. Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Monday, CBS presents a new comedy that asks the question, can you ever live too close to your parents?
I need space.
First, I don't like your tone.
Yes, yes you can.
We've been waiting 12 years for you to move back.
We must establish some ground rules.
I understand, but no.
Mark Feuerstein, Elliot Gould, and Linda Lavin star.
Helen's daughter Marcy is single.
Mom?
What? You picked the first one, now it's my turn.
9 JKL, Monday, only CBS.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da, 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 da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
CBS Sunday.
This is our Secretary of State.
We're gonna make history.
Madam Secretary is a diplomat.
You must respect our process.
Let me lay out our process. You're gonna open your gates or we're gonna break them down.
A visionary.
It's only impossible if we fail to try. We need to take a stand.
And a patriot.
Mr. President, you need to win. You're gonna need me as your Secretary of State.
Taya Leone is Madam Secretary.
Let's change the world.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Start the week off big with big laughs on Man with a Plan.
You're hilarious.
Hear that? Thinks I'm hilarious.
Comedy star Matt LeBlanc is back.
Open the window. I'm about to turn up the heat.
And he's never been better.
I am maturing into a silver fox. And what is more attractive than a silver fox?
A young, healthy fox?
Get in on the fun.
I can't help it if people are drawn to me.
Life's been easy for you, hasn't it?
It's been a good run, yeah.
The hit comedy Man with a Plan, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to The Taz Show, my live daily show.
Multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, and award-winning podcaster Taz lets loose on his no-holds-barred show.
It's basically everything in the world of sports entertainment and wrestling and beyond.
Plus special guest segments, call-ins, and more. Tune in live weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern or listen anytime on demand at TazShow.com.
The Taz Show.
Body slams and beyond. Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Radio.com presents Gamertag Radio.
Gamertag Radio is all about video games.
All the latest news and coverage related to the gaming industry.
Join hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Get daily interviews.
All the latest gaming coverage.
Roundtable discussion.
The latest news from Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo.
Exclusive content.
Everything you need to know.
Developer interview.